My name is Erin Loper, and I've been on staff with Crew for 7 years now. And I love scripture memory as a spiritual discipline. At 180, we're in a series about spiritual disciplines. Last week, Casey shared about the spiritual discipline of prayer and how the God of the universe, in his infinite power and divine wisdom, wants to hear from us, and that our access to God ought to lead us to continued prayer. So you might be asking, what is a spiritual discipline? This week, I have the pleasure of talking about a spiritual discipline I'm really passionate about. And I just like the way that Dr. Don Whitney describes what a spiritual discipline is. He says, spiritual disciplines are those practices founded in scripture that promote spiritual growth among believers in the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are habits of devotion, habits of experiential Christianity that have been practiced by God's people since biblical times. There are a couple things worth noting here. One, spiritual disciplines promote spiritual growth. They don't save you. And we'll get more into that in a minute. But they're also habits of devotion. They're not something you just do when you're feeling like it. They're something you do. They're practices that align you with what God wants to do in your life, regardless of how much you're feeling motivated on any given day. Simply said, spiritual disciplines don't get you a relationship with God, but they train you to live in reality of your new relationship with God. So what is scripture memory as a spiritual discipline? Scripture memory is the process of meditating on and committing to the Bible by heart, putting that word in your heart. If you're not sure what you believe about Jesus, I'm super glad that you're here. Tonight isn't about forcing you to memorize something to make God love you. It's about showing you how Christians have historically let Jesus' words impact the way they live their lives. And really, for anyone in this room, if you've been a believer for years or maybe even just a couple weeks, tonight I want to convince you of three things. You ready? One, scripture memory is fun. It's not like a homework assignment. Number two, scripture memory is obedience, not an option we can take or leave. And number three, scripture memory helps us love God and others more, not just make us look smart. And I want to convince you of all three of these things while also starting to memorize our very first Bible verse together. How does that sound? Pretty good? Thumbs up? All right. Can I get a yee-haw?
Yee-haw!
Let's go. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put Galatians 2:20 on the screen, and you're going to see the reference before and after, and we're going to read it together. It's really important to say the reference before and after so we can really solidify this is where I can find this in the Bible. Sound good? So we're going to read it together. Galatians 2:20.
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer Christ who lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by
faith. Way to go. Awesome. Okay, so number one that I want to convince you of, scripture memory is fun. It's not just a homework assignment. As a little girl, my family was pretty involved in church. And at church, we had this program called Awana. Think Girl Scouts meets memorizing Bible verses. And depending on your age group, you recall different things, like a cubby or a sparky, and you would get different badges for memorizing things. And there was snack time and game time, and it was a whole hoot and a half, if you ask me. And I asked my mom the other day if she could find a picture of me as a cubby. She couldn't, but she sent me a picture of my vest. And so with some Photoshop magic, here's me as a cubby and my sister Corinne there with me. She was also a cubby as well. But I started memorizing Bible verses because I was part of this club and because this club was really fun to memorize Bible verses. But as I memorized more verses, I noticed more of my need. The first one I memorized was John 3:16. It said, God loved the world, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish or be away from him, but they would have eternal life. Then I memorized Romans 3:23 that says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Okay, so God sent his son. I'm in need of his son. Okay, then what do I do next? I memorized Ephesians 2:8-9 that says, for it is by grace you've been saved through faith. And this is not of your own works. It's not it's a gift from God and not by works, so that no man can boast. And I memorized John 1:12 that says, for those who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And as a little girl, I gave control of my life to Jesus, thereby getting the title of a child of God. And in that moment, I became in right relationship with God. It was as if I had been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. And that's where the back half of Galatians 2:20 really comes in. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Scripture memory helps me live by faith, moment by moment allegiance to God. Not out of fear that my status as a child of God would go away, but out of the only correct response to such a sacrifice. God loved me and gave himself for me. Why wouldn't I want to memorize his words? It's so much fun to memorize scripture when you delight in the love of God. Now, if you're anything like me and my friends, you might be a little bit intimidated by the spiritual discipline of scripture memory. My cubby vest doesn't fit me anymore, sadly, but my love for memorizing scriptures still remains. Last year, a handful of my friends and I decided that we wanted to make it a practice to memorize scripture as a part of our friendship. So we started memorizing 2 verses a week using something called the topical memory system. And I highly recommend this book set and the verse format. So here's what we would do. We would start at the beginning of each week with 2 verses and look at the surrounding context of the verses. We would ask questions about the verses to make sure we really understood what was going on. And then we would work through it phrase by phrase. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. Okay, I'm going to say that a couple times. Then we would, throughout the week, pull out our little memory verse cards and review. My friend Grace, as she would walk to class, would take out her cards instead of going on her phone and review her memory verses for the week. My friend Sophia would review as she was getting ready for work. As I would drive, I would glance at those cards and say it out loud. And at the end of the week, we would quote them to one another. And in a matter of just 6 weeks, we had 12 verses memorized. And with the references, which feels pretty hard to me. I don't know about you. And my friends and I, we initially had concerns about our ability to memorize just one verse. But by the end of our time together, we had tons of fun and knew that scripture memory was something that we could do and we wanted to do. Not only was it fun, we saw it as an act of obedience. But before I convince you that scripture memory is a discipline and an act of obedience for the believer, let's do another round of review for Galatians 2:20. So here's what we're going to do. What's going to come on the screen is the same verse, but behind the text is going to be 2 different colors. So I'm going to divide the room in half, and you guys are going to say the red portion, and you guys are going to say the blue portion. So it's almost going to be like a call and response, but it's going to help you put the words in your brain even deeper. Sound good? All right. What color did I say you guys were? Red. I'm going to be with the red side. I like red. Okay, let's do it. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, but Christ lives in me. I live by faith in the Son of God, who gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Way to go. You guys are doing it. So scripture memory is an act of obedience, not just an option you can take or leave. It's a command. And really, it's wild to think about this, but the Bible as something that we read and have and don't memorize would be unheard of for a majority of human history. Think about it. We are the most literate that humanity has ever been. Not only that, we have the most access to written text than ever before. So reading the Bible wouldn't have been a possibility for a lot of human history or even the population. It would have been memorized. Yet, the command to memorize Scripture still stands in Scripture, and it's beneficial for so many reasons. We can look at lots of different passages, including Joshua 1:8, which says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it." So we're supposed to meditate on it, always having it on our minds. Psalm 119:11 says, "I have stored your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Scripture is meant to help us fight sin. The first part of Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." It's fuel for godliness and something that's meant to abide in us, make its home in our hearts. Scripture memory as a command also helps us set our minds on things above, not earthly things, as Colossians 3:2 commands. It's human nature to become like what we behold. In other words, what we think on, what we set our minds on, what or who we're around, we are formed by. The discipline to be memorizing Scripture helps me put God's words as the first place in my life. And let that be the thing that is shaping me, not the things that change so easily on earth, but Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So again, before we get to our next point, let's memorize or review Galatians 2:20. Now, there's going to be lots of portions taken out, and we're still going to fill in the blanks. Do you guys remember doing this as a kid when you would have to memorize things in class? It's kind of fun. So let's say Galatians 2:20 together. Galatians 2:20. Guys, way to go, way to go. You got to stumble through it sometimes. Let's go. Scripture memory helps me love God and others more, not just make me look smart. Not too long ago, I was talking with my friend Riley about how some other friends of mine had really hurt me. And honestly, I wasn't really sure what to do. It felt really complex because I had gone to these friends before several times and said, "Hey, this hurt my feelings," and it just seemed like nothing was changing. And so I was telling her about this, and she was being a great friend like she always is. She listened, she asked questions, she was compassionate towards my feelings. But then she said, "Aaron, Romans 12:18 says, if it's all possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." And she was right. It was possible to be at peace with my friends. And so that meant I needed to say something to them. Riley graciously pointed me to scripture that she had memorized, and it helped me love my friends well. And it fueled my love of God because obedience to his commands is his love language. It's how we show God we love him. Galatians 2:20 also became alive to me when I noticed how me and my friends started to talk about what it meant to live a life with God. I could hear myself and my friends saying, "Yeah, I need to read my Bible more," or, "Oh, I need to just be more patient." And in one moment of clarity, I saw through the lens of Galatians 2:20 because I had been memorizing it, that it's not my effort that's meant to change me, but it's actually the opposite, because my life has been crucified with Christ, And it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And it comes, as I was reminiscing back on my cubby days, I was reminded of something a little bit wild. Even at around seven, the age you are when you're a cubby, I would pretty consistently think about my funeral. I know that sounds weird, but I would think about who would be there and what they would do, and most importantly, what they would say about me. And honestly, I still think about that fairly often. Because the reality is, as a human, is that my heart is prone to wander from what is good. And really, what these commands to memorize Scripture are trying to teach us is that now that we are new creatures, with Christ living inside of us, we ought to live by faith. And a new way of living is having Jesus live out our truths, his truths within our lives. And so I don't want to get to the end of my life and hear people say at my funeral, Aaron was a really good person. Or even, Aaron loved people really well. No, I do not want to be satisfied with that. What I want people to say is that Christ's life was exemplified through me. That Scripture's oozed out of me because it's what was written on my heart. That God's word was the fuel to my ministry, not because I was trying to live the Christian life without Christ. Far be it from me. I want to get to the end of my life and be able to say that I walked in obedience and remembered the commands that God had given me. Can that be a challenge to you too? What if what came out of your mouth more than TikTok sounds or office quotes was the Scripture? What if people called you Bible breath because out of the overflow of your mouth, the heart speaks, like Luke 6:45 says? What kinds of things do you want to be true of you at your funeral? And what role could the spiritual discipline of Scripture memory play into that? So to wrap things up, I have a couple things. One, I want you to come to me anytime you see me and try to quote Galatians 2:20. Or even ask me what I've been memorizing, or share what you've been memorizing. I love to talk about these sorts of things. And really, no new information is going to happen unless you integrate it. Transformation needs to have integration. So come up with a game plan to memorize Scripture. Where will you start? Who will you do it with? When will you check in with one another? In fact, I would even encourage you to take a picture of this slide so you can have these questions and think about them later. Yeah, and then most importantly, what would you ask the Lord to do through you memorizing Scripture? My hope is that Scripture memory will help you grow in your love of God and His Word and His people. That you would see the Scriptures as beautiful and worth memorizing and meditating on. That your life would be continually oriented around Scripture as an act of faith. So, let me close in prayer for us using Galatians 2:20. God, thank you so much for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you that you have crucified our sin with Christ and forgiving us a new nature. Help us to not live in the old pattern of the ways that we did things, but allow your Son to live through us by faith, because you love us and you gave yourself for us. Help us to love your Scriptures more, love your people more, and love you more. In your name we pray. Amen.